Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Los Angeles, California, December 3rd. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Ray from Franklin, Massachusetts.
Hey, let me think. Franklin is in eastern Massachusetts, right? There's a zoo there, right?
The people are kind of a zoo, but there are no animals in the zoo.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're thinking of the Franklin Park Zoo.
I am. I'm thinking of that. So where's Franklin?
Franklin is about an hour south of Boston. Yeah. Our biggest claim to fame is the first public library and a lot of bad roads.
Well, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well stay in the library. You're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Well, Ray, welcome to the show. It's our Listener Limerick Challenge. That means that Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three news-related limericks. Last line, that's up to you. You have to finish these limericks. Do that two times out of three. You win our prize. Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here we go.
For colds and those seasonal bugs, don't go in for vaccines or drugs. We're making a case for a hearty embrace. Your cold can be cured with more
hugs.
Yes, very
yes,
good. Hugs can help keep you from getting sick or get you better. Scientists at Carnegie Mellon have a theory that could help you stay healthy and get the scientists at Carnegie Mellon some hug action. According to their research, people who hug more are less stressed, and the less stressed you are, the stronger your immune system. So the more you hug, the stronger you become, but not all hugs are created equal. A hug from your spouse or good friend, nice, healthy. Immunity goes up. Hug from some sweaty guy on the bus, Ebola.
And I assume the length of the hug, like if that creepy guy holds you a little too long.
Well, I think your stress level, when you get a hug, your stress level goes down, and then the longer it continues, it starts to go up again.
Yeah.
Here is your next limerick.
Our legions of rodent pit-pats are busting New York's record stats. It's raining complaints, 'cause we have no restraints. It's been a great year for us.
Rats?
Yes, rats! According to the New York Department of Health, New York City is experiencing a rat crisis. Or if you're a rat, it is a great time to be alive. Rat complaints are at record highs. There are rats all over the news, like Pizza Rat and the New York Mets. One Manhattan resident says, it's like the Burning Man of rats. They're just sitting there in a lawn chair waiting for you. Now, that sounds pretty scary, but the truth is, rat Burning Man or regular Burning Man, you're going to need a tetanus shot. Here is your last limerick.
Though I just cooked a nice piece of meat, my sec drive won't take a back seat. There's two types of hunger, but one is much stronger. I guess I just won't get to
eat?
Yes, to eat. Scientists at University College London say that men are hardwired to choose sex over food. No, wait, hear me out. It's true. Apparently, and this is the discovery, when a man thinks about sex, his brain fires specific neurons that override his desire to eat.
Only men?
Yeah, well, it turns out that with women, it's the opposite. Women are actually more susceptible and interested in sex once they have eaten. For them,
you
hunger.
Feel full.
What?
Yeah.
You don't want to have sex after you eat. You're all full and your stomach sticks out.
I'm just telling you what the scientists say.
Well, they're wrong. Yeah. I'm a woman and I know.
They don't know any women.
Right.
This was
probably true.
Why would they even? I mean, I've never had my wife say, "Let's have sex," and I go, "Well, wait, I gotta finish. Let me eat first."
Well, that they're right.
Yeah, but so what's the point of the study? Every guy would have said, "Every guy would have said, if your wife says let's have sex, you don't go, no, I'm gonna have a burger first."
Pause. How long have you been married?
That's my point. I've been married for 10 years.
Does your wife say, let's go have sex?
No, she doesn't say that. That's what I'm saying.
Ever.
That's my point, is that if my wife said, let's go have sex, and I was doing anything, eating, showering, if I were in the middle of...
If you're in the middle of sex.
If I'm in the, yeah. Whatever,
you stop having sex to go have sex.
I would, whatever, I'm ready to go. That, with these people, this the stupidest study ever.
Bill, how did Ray do in our quiz?
He did better than Dr. Tyson. Got them all right. 3-0.
Well done. Thank you, Ray, for playing.
Thank you very much. Woo! 'Cause I'm hungry for love.